iRadio in the afternoon, Monday. And time for this week's edition of Punjay Game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What is pink and fluffy? I appreciate the educated guesses, but they're far too intelligent. Olivia and Castlereagh, nah. It's not candy floss. Close, but no cigar patty. No.
It's a good guess, candy floss, yeah. Actually. I wasn't thinking that.
What's pink and fluffy?
I haven't a clue.
Pink fluff.
Oh, for God. You were building this up as, oh, it's going to be as good as it was 2 weeks ago.
Hold up.
Starting off on that now.
What's blue and fluffy?
Well, I'm tempted to say blue fluff, but now I just...
No. Pink fluff holding its breath.
Okay.
We're back, baby.
Okay.
We're back.
That's okay. Don't know if I ever told you about the time that I once tried to climb a really high building in Paris, but I fell off.
You didn't emphasize. I fell. Enough.
Because it's the Eiffel Tower.
I fell.
I couldn't ruin the pronunciation. I love that joke.
I dropped my Posh Pop violin at the weekend, would you believe?
Is it okay?
Oh, don't worry. I managed to fix it with some cello tape.
Yes, give me one
of those. Thank you.
I remember how embarrassed I was when I completely forgot, clean out of my head, to pay my electricity bill.
Oh.
Honestly, the darkest day of my life.
Very good. What's white and can't climb a tree?
You're going to have to tell me.
A fridge.
What?
What's white and can't climb a tree?
Okay, fair enough.
A fridge.
Fair enough. You know that I have firmly, categorically said that I would never have a pet, but I have many friends with pets, and one of the issues that one of the girls in particular is run into is that she can't take her dog to the local park anymore. There's a pond in the park and the ducks keep attacking the dog. And I said, that's what she gets for buying a purebred dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you believe I went to the park over the weekend as well?
Did you know?
And there was this distressed looking pirate walking around.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know the angst you get when you come across a distressed looking pirate walking around the park.
Yeah, it's a surprisingly regular occurrence, yeah.
He looked rough, tired and a little bit sad. So I got off up my seat. I was like, hey, pirate man, you can sit down here if you want. The pirate says, arr, thank you, but I can't sit down. I says, why not? Arr, me booty's been stolen.
What?
So I can't sit down.
No. Arr. Oh, Lord. Bless us and save us and come between us and all harm. Yeah, look, we're opening up to you now, please. We're not as far off the standard of 2 weeks ago as I feared from the initial joke. I thought we weren't going to hit anywhere near it at all, but I'm confident now.
087-1-102-107. You saved the last Punjay game that turned out to be spectacular. Can you do the same again today? Let's start with Rory. Listen closely.
What's blue and sits in the corner?
What's blue and sits in the corner, Fionnuala? I ask you that. Rory asks you that.
Well, it's nothing to do with fluff, I'm guessing, anyway.
No. What's blue and sits in the corner?
My girlfriend. I'll paint her whatever color I want.
Did you curse there?
No, me.
I thought you dropped an F-bomb.
No, I said for God's sake. Please don't question my professionalism in this situation.
Mr. Duffy.
Where does the sergeant keep his armies?
Where does the sergeant keep his armies?
You've got me.
Neil O'Sagan.
Up his sleeves.
You made me nervous now. Maybe I can categorically say I didn't drop an F-bomb. Can we just clear that up? Sorry.
We'll rewind the tape. Gia Gwech Eilish, Conisitatum. Eilish asks us, why are there no drugs in the rainforest?
I no idea.
Because paracetamol. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very, that's good.
I
haven't heard that one before.
I liked it, Ella.
That's good. There was a lad trying to avoid getting arrested for downloading every single Wikipedia page from the internet.
Yeah.
He said, don't arrest me.
I can explain everything.
You don't give people any chance at all when it's a joke that you've heard before. Other people mightn't have heard the joke before, Dave. You decided to swan in.
Well, I'd hope to heard it before because I told it on this show before.
Well, look, it's difficult to keep track.
Well, here's one you've definitely not heard of, okay?
Okay, go on, so, go on.
And it's to do with the divorce proceedings of Bill and Melinda Gates.
Right, you're keeping up to speed on these,
it's underway.
Right.
Melinda's getting the house. Bill is keeping the windows.
Damn you! Yes. Damn you!
Yes, that's a joke worth standing up for.
Do you get it?
Yes,
it's very good.
Will I tell it again?
It's very good.
I'll tell it again. It's so good. It's better the second time. It's like pizza. Lovely hot. But then you bring it home and it goes cold and you have it the next day. Oh, geez, it's even nicer. It's like lasagna, this joke. Bill and Melinda Gates divorce proceedings are underway. Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard something about it, right.
Melinda's getting the house, but Bill is keeping the windows.
That was not worth repeating. Great joke. Not worth repeating. Oh, okay. This final one from my side.
You're done. In.
I used to run a dating service for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet. Dave will give me nothing. Absolutely nothing from Dave Duke. If it's not one of his jokes, he's no interest whatsoever.
I do have interest.
Oh, yeah.
But I told that one before too.
Dave, you don't have a monopoly in the jokes.
I'll give you one final one.
Right.
I feel the standard has been high, but my arrogance has also been high.
Yeah.
How do you find out how heavy a red hot chili pepper is? Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.